This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to be with you. And the opening half hour of the show is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee and a terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way. Routine, which you need. Difficult, which you don't want, but you may need. Well, guess what? They can handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. We get going out of the gate today the right way. We're going to talk baseball with the best in the business. That's Tim Kirchen. And Tim, as always, welcome. It is great to hear you on the other end.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve.
I want to talk about Paul Skenes out of the gate because, you know, he's been able to get through, what, six starts to this point in a 2.43 ERA. What's been your impression of how he's been able to, A, go about his business, but also handle the pressure of being the number one guy?
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all that he has been this good. His college coach told us last year he's ready to pitch in the big leagues right now. As a senior in college, he's been around. He's been in some good and some not so great spots. He is incredibly mature for a guy who just turned 22 years old. But more than anything, he has overpowering stuff. He has broken records already for velocity for a starting pitcher, and he's six starts into his career. I knew he would be great. I knew he would be great right away, but he's been even better than I thought. Because when you throw this well, this hard, with secondary stuff like he has, and you can command it like he does, it's an amazing, amazing combination.
Tim, when he was at Air Force, he was a catcher. Now, he also pitched, but he was a catcher at Air Force. I know the Air Force people were the ones that said, hey, look, you know, for you to really get to the next level of life, you need to probably go to a place like LSU. But what does that do to the fact that it really isn't tons of mileage on this arm to this point because of that experience?
Yeah, and anyone who was a catcher at one point is good with me because catchers are a different breed, and he pitches like he's a catcher. And that's a compliment because he's used to taking hits and he's used to throwing off balance. And I think the lack of mileage on that arm is hopefully going to lead him in the right direction. And I'm not sure there's anything at this point that's going to slow him down because when he was at the Air Force Academy, apparently he was on the line one day and singing the national anthem or something, and a couple of his teammates, you know, weren't respectful enough to what was going on. And he looked at them and said, this is how we do it here. And he was an underclassman showing them how to properly stand at the line during the anthem. This is what leaders do. And that's what he is. Beyond having great stuff and being incredibly mature, he's amazing. He has amazing leadership qualities for a guy that young.
Yeah, it's because I just had this conversation with David Carpenter, who had been a catcher at one point here. Then he went to the majors eventually with the Cardinals, Astros, Braves as a relief pitcher, and about the benefits of being a catcher and then becoming a pitcher. Let's talk catchers for a moment. JT Realmuto out probably about a month for the Phillies. This is a guy that's tough to replace. What's your sense on what this means to Philadelphia at this point? And is Dave Dombrowski the kind of guy that ever panics over stuff like that?
Well, it's a huge loss. He's one of the two or three best catchers in the game, and his defense is almost unrivaled. And he's going to miss a month, and they don't have a replacement that is going to – I mean, Garrett Stubbs can really catch, and he's a tough little guy, but he's not JT Realmuto. But the Phillies have the best record in the National League. Their starting pitching is tremendous. Their offense is loaded, and it will get more loaded when Trey Turner comes back, maybe the beginning of next week. So are they going to miss Realmuto? Absolutely. Is this going to knock them out of first place? Absolutely not, because the Braves aren't the same team that they were last year, and the Phillies are a better team than they were last year. So they can handle this, even though they're going to lose a really good player for a month.
Tim, what's been your thought on the Phillies starting rotation and what that rotation has meant to allowing this team to put the record together they have?
Yeah, the rotation has the lowest ERA of any rotation in the major league. And I thought they had good pitching. It has been great. And Ranger Suarez has been the guy who has gone from a good pitcher to a great pitcher. During October last year, Steve, I was with spent a lot of time with Brad Miller, who was with the Rangers, former player, been around a lot, smart guy. And he just volunteered to me. He said, you watch in 2024, the pitcher that's going to go make a big difference and go from a good pitcher to a great pitcher is Ranger Suarez. And that's exactly what he's done. He went 9-0 in his first 10 starts with an ERA under 1.50. The only pitchers ever to do that are Hoyt Wilhelm and Juan Marichal. That's how great Ranger Suarez has been so far this year. And you put him with Nola and Wheeler and Taijuan Walker, that is a loaded rotation. And when you have a bullpen that's that good right behind him, then you really got something working.
What did he see in Ranger Suarez where he thought he could make that move up?
Right. Well, again, he's another guy who never, ever panics about anything. Right. He's also one of the best fielding pitchers I have ever seen. And his stuff, even though he's not overpowering you at 98 miles an hour, he has such a good idea of what pitching is about, the art of pitching. And that's what Brad Miller saw. Stuff is above average for sure, but the understanding of the art of pitching is way above that.
The Yankees just went through a big series with the Dodgers. Dodgers took 2 out of 3. Now the Orioles are coming up next week. The Orioles have been right there, not quite toe-to-toe, but they're close. What has been your thought about the Orioles and how they're put together at this point?
Well, I love where the Orioles are, except they've had a bunch of injuries to their starting pitching here that has really set them back just a little bit. I mean, John Means had started to throw pretty well, and now looks like he's out for the season. Kyle Bradish was hurt for a while, but he's back, and he's really good. Grayson Rodriguez went on the disabled list for a short time. He's back, and he's really good. And, of course, Corbin Burns at the top of the rotation. So I think, you know, this team has lost a lot of pitching through injuries, and yet they have recovered. And their bullpen, which was a big concern without Felix Rodriguez, has been Felix Bautista has been very, very good. And, of course, they can score runs with anyone. They can hit home runs with anyone. So they are, to me, the second-best team in the American League to the Yankees. And right now the Yankees are just on fire.
No question. A friend of mine just went to a game between the Rail Riders and the Norfolk Tides. And, of course, the Tides are with the Orioles. And he said Jackson Holliday homered. What struck him, though, is that as impressed as he was with Holliday, he said they've got a couple other prospects that kind of blew him away. What kind of depth have they developed in the Orioles organization, in your opinion?
Yeah, it's the deepest farm system in baseball, that's for sure. And what they've been able to do, because they lost so many games and put themselves in such a difficult spot, they got these high draft choices, and they have made the most of them. It's one thing to get draft choices, but you have to pick the right guy, and then you have to develop that player properly. And the Orioles have done an exceptional job of that. And that puts them in a great spot at the trade deadline, because they're going to have young players that they can deal if they want to. And they were reluctant to do that until this offseason when they said, all right, we need Corbin Burns. And they gave up two good young players to get Corbin Burns. But now they can get more if they got to go get a closer or another starting pitcher. We'll see if they part with another top prospect or two. But they're in a really good spot because they have resources that others just don't have.
I mean, Tim, you and I both know that not everybody can thrive in New York. And the ones that do are end up being spectacular. What has allowed Juan Soto, both not just performance, but personality-wise, to thrive with the Yankees?
Yeah, first off, he's a great hitter. And when you're 25 years old and you have this kind of track record, you don't think anybody can get you out. He's also... You know, he's played in the World Series. He had cleanup in a World Series game at age 20. Three players in history have ever done that. So he is oblivious to the pressure. He loves the bright lights. And the bigger, the better for him. And then once he stepped in that ballpark and saw, I can pull the ball down the right field line, hit a home run here. I'm hitting in front of Aaron Judge in the order. I think he looks at it and says, I am in the perfect place right now. And I would agree, their offense is demonstrably better than it was last year. And it's, A, because Judge is having another MVP-caliber season, but also because Juan Soto has shown everyone on that team, this is how you take a professional at-bat. He never gives up a pitch. He never gives up an at-bat. And he has helped everyone else on that team become a better hitter.
Yeah, it looks like the Yankees are taking longer at-bats, like the old days. I mean, the Red Sox and Yankees almost perfected the I'll get you to 100 pitches by the fourth inning. Has Juan Soto had that kind of influence on everybody in the lineup that, hey, look, it's okay to look at a few?
Yes, they were 27th in the league in on-base percentage last year. And as of the other day, they were first in the league this year. And that is what Juan Soto has brought. Now they see him lay off that pitch, you know, 4 inches outside. And instead of chasing it, he takes a walk. They watch him not chase early in the count, swinging a pitch that he shouldn't be swinging at, and giving up an at-bat with a weak fly ball to right field. That's what he's shown them. And again, Aaron Judge didn't need to be shown much, but I think even he has benefited from watching Juan Soto swing the bat every day.
Dodgers made a move to pick up Biggio from Toronto. And one thing, when you look at what the Dodgers have done, some of the, quote, role players have not been having big seasons. So we know they're playing well, but where do they see their gaps right now based on what they just did?
Well, basically, Kevin Biggio came for free. So it was a great move because he's got great versatility. He can play second base and third base. He can play the outfield. He's been around. Son of a Hall of Famer. He's been through a lot. And I think he's really going to help the Dodgers as a very valuable utility guy. But I don't think the Dodgers have many holes right now. You know, their starting pitching is going to get healthier once they get Walker Buehler back to where he was, say, a couple years ago. He struggled a little bit coming back from Tommy John surgery. They're going to get Dustin May back. They're going to get Tony Gonsolin back. And, of course, they're going to get Clayton Kershaw back. They may need another bullpen arm, but they have all the resources they need to get that. There's not much the Dodgers need to do. They're loaded now, and they're going to get better from here.
Who or what has surprised you, if anything, so far across the board?
Well, the American League Central has surprised me. I didn't see the Guardians being this good or close to this good. I thought they had pretty good starting pitching, and then when Shane Bieber went down, I said, oh, boy. And I didn't think they were going to score enough runs, and yet they've been a significantly better offensive team than I thought they would be. And where they are in the standings right now is beyond surprising to me. And the Royals are better than I thought they would be also. You know, they lost 106 games last year, and they have played, until recently, exceptionally well. And I think both of those teams are in it for the long haul. I think the Twins are right there, too. But I just love it to see when a team, you know, figures it out. And it looks like the Guardians under Stephen Vogt have figured it out.
Tim, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for the time and all the time you give us. Very much appreciated.
My pleasure, Steve. Thank you. Bye.
The great Tim Kirchen. They don't make him, by the way, any nicer than that guy. He's just a big time guy that is a down to earth guy. I mean, no ego. No ego might be in the next step up. That's Tim. Todd, great to have you here today. I kind of wish you were here today.
I am here in spirit.
I mean, I'm saying though, like a team, one of your teams being here.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I can't complain. I was on a streak where I think every season for like 8 straight, I had a state final. So.
Yeah. I know, but still.
Yeah.
You always kind of miss out on that. We will update the U.S. Open Golf Championship in a moment. We will have Jerry Dulac on later. But we'll update the U.S. Open leaderboard in a moment. This half hour being brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.